Is QuickBooks slowing your business down? Do you have challenges managing inventory, project profitability, or just getting paid fast enough? Get your business to a better place and graduate to NetSuite today. Stop paying for multiple systems that don't give you the information you need when you need it. Ditch the spreadsheets and all the old software you've outgrown. Now is the time to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control over your financials, HR, inventory, e-commerce, and more. Everything you need, all in one place, instantaneously. Whether you're doing a million or hundreds of millions in revenue, save time and money with NetSuite.
Join the over 24,000 companies using NetSuite right now. Let NetSuite show you how they'll benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/info. Schedule your free product tour right now at netsuite.com/info, netsuite.com/info.
It's time!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Five Rounds Podcast, the only podcast out there with the cardio for those deep water championship rounds. I am Mags, and I'm flying solo today. Unfortunately, Carlos isn't available, but he luckily doesn't have to go over this quite boring event that I had to sit through. It was the event sandwiched in between the Holloway and Qatar event, and then this past weekend's McGregor versus Poirier 2 event. It's UFC Fight Night 20, UFC Fight Island 20, UFC Neil Magny versus Michael Chiesa. I'm going to go about this in a little bit of a different way. I'm literally just going to, because this is a pretty much a one fight card, and none of the fights really affect any of the title rankings, I'm just going to quickly run through all the results. We started with a fight in the women's flyweight division with Manon Firio picking up the second round KO against Victoria Leonardo. Then in the bantamweight for the men's, Umar Nurmagomedov, the cousin of current and perhaps former lightweight champion Khabib, he got a second round sub over Sergey Morozov to put his record at 13-0. Then in the lightweight division, we get a decision for Mark Davis over Mason Jones. Mason Jones, someone who Carlos is potentially speaking to for his five rounds in three, so perhaps listen out for that one. Going back to the flyweight divisions now, with the men's now, Francisco Figueiredo got the decision against Jerome Rivera. Then another decision in the middleweight with Dalcha Lungiambula getting the victory over Marcus Perez. Then again, another decision back in the flyweight division with Sue Mudajira picking up the victory against Zaruk Adashev. In the bantamweight, we get a finish finally with Ricky Simon picking up the second round sub against Giantano Pirello. And then the featured prelim, Amare Akhmedov getting the second round sub against Tom Breeze. Going into the main card, six fights on this main card. We had Lerone Murphy getting the decision against Douglas Silva de Andrade in the featherweight. And then back to the flyweight and another decision for Matthew Christopher Schnell against Tarsen Nam. In the women's flyweight division, we get Viviane Araújo picking up the decision against Roxanne Modafferi. Into the light heavyweights, we get Arke Villanueva getting the second round KO of Vinicius Moreira. Going into the co-main event and the welterweights, it's a first round knockout for Wardley Alves, really making a lot of strides in that division with his fight against Munir Lazez. And then the main event, staying in the welterweight division, Michael Chiesa taking on Neil Magny. Both guys on a bit of a tear, both guys kind of having a resurgence in their career, but unfortunately for Magny, and Michael Chiesa was able to take this decision, and quite rightly as well. He just basically outperformed Magne, pretty much on every level. It was better of grappling. It was better in the striking. He just destroyed Neil Magny, and this is a Neil Magny who hasn't had bad form. He's took on some really interesting and big name opponents, and has been able to really kind of like destroy them. I mean, it wasn't that long ago we're talking about him beating Robbie Lawler and talking about him beating Carlos Condit. And this is really kind of broke that 3-fight skid that he had. Whereas Michael Chiesa, after the losses to Kevin Lee and Anthony Pettis, people thought he'd reached his ceiling. But over the last 3 or 4 years, he's picked up solid wins against the likes of Condit, against Sanchez, against Dos Anjos, and against Neil Magny. So he's really picking up wins over better and better opponents each time, and he's making a real case of pushing for to be included in the argument for the welterweight division. Is that perhaps a little bit too much for him? Maybe, but when you're full of confidence after a 4-fight win streak and you're beating the fighters with the names that he's beating, you can understand him having that confidence. But yeah, I thought I'd just do a quick rundown of the event. If you didn't watch it, you didn't really miss much. It's as much as the Conor and Dustin event from this weekend was pretty much a 1/2 fight card. This one was absolutely a 1-fight card. But we will be back next week with action. We've got a very European-based card next week. We've got we're back at the Apex with a headliner of Alistair Overeem taking on Alexander Volkov. But we've got some interesting fights on the undercard. Corey Sandhagen and Frankie Edgar in the bantamweight. Marion Renault versus Macy Kiazon in the women's bantamweight. Alexandra Pantoja is back. He's taking on Manel Kepe and Cody Stammen against Andre Ewell. Rounding off this main card, we've got one of my favourite fighters in the past 18 months or so, Benil Dariush, taking on Carlos Diogo Ferreira. And then it's a packed, absolutely packed prelims, headlined by Michael Johnson taking on Clay Guida. So yeah, that should be a very interesting card, very action packed. So hopefully it'll be a lot better than this Chiesa versus Magny card. But that's all from me. You can follow me on Twitter at DJ Kirby. Follow Carlos at Kirby_Carlos. Follow the show at 5 Rounds Pod, and certainly go and check out all the content on the networks that we're on, at Vision News Global Media, at Chair Shot Radio, and at Shooting the Sports Ish, where you can find Carlos's amazing interviews. He's got a really cool one coming up with a former UFC fighter and a UFC champion winning coach. So yeah, definitely keep watching Carlos's interviews, and yeah, give him all the support because he's really working hard on this. But yeah, that's all. Thank you for listening, and that is the end.